2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Sure. 93 today. We've made a lot out of the fact that tomorrow's going to be so much cooler. It'll be 89. But we'll take it at this point. Starting the morning, though, nice. It's 61 degrees downtown.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. We're following multiple developing stories about the economy on the 7 o'clock report.
Yeah, we just got the weekly jobs report from the U.S. Labor Department, and the Utah monthly jobs report will be released in 5 minutes.
Our special coverage of jobs and the economy begins with Sean Michael Lyle with a special report on the KSL News Desk.
Now, Amanda, the Labor Department just now reporting 860,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment claims last week. That's down 10,000 from the week before. While it does mark the third week in a row with fewer than a million new claims, Bankrate's Mark Hamrick says it shows the job market still has a long recovery ahead.
We still have to make back more than 11 million jobs just to get us back to where we were before.
That's a number of continuing claims. Meanwhile, President Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says the biggest gains in job recovery are being seen in minimum wage positions.
We're about 50% back on jobs. And of that amount, 70% is coming back in the lower wage area.
We'll get more on the Utah job situation coming up at 7:05 when the Department of Workforce Services releases their August report. And one economic figure going the wrong way is home construction. The Commerce Department just now reporting it fell 5.1% in August after strong gains over the summer. A sudden drop in multifamily home starts is blamed. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Riverton High School is closed today because of the coronavirus.
It will reopen for online classes tomorrow. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
The decision was made late last night at an emergency meeting the Jordan School District after Riverton High School reported 16 positive COVID-19 cases. The school board had been advised by the Salt Lake County Health Department to allow only online classes for 2 weeks, but the board decided that online classes for everyone would be on for tomorrow. While crews perform a deep clean that a normal schedule would resume on Monday, the school is in the middle of homecoming week. Students and sports and clubs already quarantined, and what to do about extracurricular activities was not addressed at Wednesday's meeting. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Utah kids are accessing explicit material on school databases, and parents are pressing lawmakers to do more about it. The databases are supposed to keep online searches safe, but Robert Gowans, who used to work at Tooele County School, says districts just can't keep up with it all.
With their limited resources, they cannot handle the barrage of material that's being sent through databases.
Lawmakers are debating now whether to increase penalties on database companies or get rid of them altogether.
One person is dead following a crash on U.S. 89 at Crestwood Road in Kaysville. Investigators say two motorcycle riders were traveling southbound when the driver of a car made a left turn directly in front of them. Both riders struck the car. One of the riders was taken to the hospital. The other died at the scene. The driver of the car was not injured.
Layton police looking for answers after the discovery of a woman's body in Kays Creek. Neighbor Bob Perry says the area is attractive for crime.
It's very secluded back there. A lot of things can be done without being with the sight of the police or, you know, anybody in authority. I just don't like the riffraff.
The cause of the death under investigation. Police are asking for anyone with information to please call them.
Many Utahns are still waiting for their case to go to trial. The pandemic has put off in-person jury trials till next year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, some attorneys and judges say their caseload and schedules are so backed up it could be well into next spring before some defendants get tried by jury. The courts say in-person is the standard, but during the pandemic, they can have some trials conducted at least partly virtually if all parties agree. This week, though, however, another first-degree felony defendant said no to that. Danielle Young's been in the Weber County Jail since June 2019, and the Standard Examiner says his jury trial is now scheduled for next March, almost 2 years later. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Many parks in Salt Lake City are still closed because of the damage from last week's windstorm. The city is asking everyone to stay away from Liberty Park, Fairmont Park, Sunnyside Park, and Lindsay Gardens, Riverside Park, Washington Square, and the Salt Lake City Cemetery. Richmond Park should open today, and the city hopes to reopen the western half of Liberty Park sometime tomorrow.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. We're going to have another day of near record-breaking heat before a storm rolls in to cool us off and bring a little bit of rain Friday into Saturday.
Sunshine is expected on Sunday. The temperatures are going to stop below the average as we get to the weekend, so cooler air is coming, and then really pleasant weather to follow. Temperatures are going to hover around 80 for the first couple of days of next week, so a lot cooler than it's been.
Grant says we can expect a high today of 93 in Salt Lake City with a high tomorrow of 89.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. Let's head over to Andy.
Well, we've got emergency traffic in Utah County. That southbound crash in Lehigh forcing all traffic onto the left half of the split. They are trying to move it over to the far right side right now. So hopefully we'll have both ends of the split open soon. But traffic backed up all the way past SR-92. And we still have some northbound delay I-15 approaching 72nd South because of a crash in Midvale. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com. KSL News Time is now 7:06.
There might be Utah State football this fall after all. The Mountain West Conference is reportedly working on a schedule.
Yeah, it looks similar to the Big Ten's plan that we talked about yesterday. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tim. Yeah, it seemed like the possibility of playing a spring schedule was much more realistic for some time, but all of a sudden a condensed fall schedule seems to be gaining momentum. A report last night from Brett McMurphy, college football insider for Stadium, is that the Mountain West is aggressively exploring options to play an 8-game fall season. It sounds like a targeted start date would be sometime in late October, around the 24th. An 8-game season with no bye weeks would then place the conference championship game around December 19th. In this proposal, league members would be eligible for the six New Year's bowl games, although it's unclear if every team is on board to play so soon. According to McMurphy, Hawaii, Fresno State, and Air Force stand as the biggest unknowns at this point. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
In their first open to the public meeting, Salt Lake City's new Commission on Racial Equity in Policing discussed the shooting of a 13-year-old boy who suffers from autism. KSL TV's Debbie Worthen reports they also talked about the police department's de-escalation policy.
Darlene McDonald is one of the six core members of the newly formed Racial Equity and Policing in Salt Lake City. She says the new policy that requires de-escalation techniques by officers needs to go further. Salt Lake City Chief of Police Mike Brown addressed the new policy.
Chief Brown says de-escalation has been a part of the department ever since he took over, but says they are going to try and expand upon it.
A new poll finds Utahns overwhelmingly support President Trump over Joe Biden in the upcoming election. Now 53% to 35%. The Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll also finds 56% of Utahns feel like they're better off since President Trump was elected in 2016. However, a bit less than half believe the country as a whole is not better off.
The mayor of Provo has started a campaign in her city to take kindness deeper.
I'm trying to get across, especially in these times, that kindness is so much deeper than the surface actions that we perform.
Mayor Michelle Cafusi says another level of kindness is needed to connect with adults coping in the pandemic. She says one in three suffer from depression or anxiety today, unlike a year and a half ago when it was one in 10. She says Provo Kindness is meant to offer strategies to engage kindness with your family and with your community. Connect at provokindness.org and on Facebook.
What a great idea. Hey, one programming note here. The Utah Jobs Report actually is going to be released tomorrow morning at this time. We apologize for the mistake. Again, the monthly Utah Jobs Report from the Department of Workforce Services will be released at this time tomorrow morning on the 7 o'clock report on KSL News Radio. Nate McDonald was probably listening out there and
I'm not going to be with you today.
It is 7:09. We'll continue to see what the national numbers look like. That released in the last half hour and the effects they're having on the markets today. You can count on that. Let's see how the roads are doing. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. For that, we go to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, they've moved the crash on South 15 in Lehigh over to the right shoulder, so now they've got it as far behind the construction barrels as they can get, which means that the split is open again for both the right and left sides, but we still have delays that stretch back past SR-92 almost to Point of the Mountain. It's an extra 15 minutes of travel time for southbounders trying to get between the point and Lehigh. Don't see any other Utah County delays on I-15 other than that southbound stretch. Eric?
Northbound crash in Midvale still there. It's over on the right shoulder. This is northbound I-15 right at 7200 south. And you do have a little bit of slowdown as you approach there from 90th south. The rest of I-15 looks good heading up to downtown. It's all good on the 215 belt routes on all sides. Heather?
If you're leaving Ogden right now, heading south on I-15, you'll be 30 minutes or less into downtown Salt Lake City. Traffic is filling in, though. You may see a brake light or two in the Kaysville area. But the biggest problem is still Roy, 5600 south, heading east between the railroad tracks and 1900 west. Pretty congested in that construction zone. Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. If you've been putting off repair or maintenance projects around the house, they can help. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and Grant is here now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Clear skies and cool temperatures this morning, starting off about 60 degrees at 7 a.m. 85 will be the temperature at noon with sunshine. A little smoky out there and sunshine at 4. Temperature up to 93 and then 87 degrees at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're getting your morning started at 61 degrees downtown.
860 first-time jobless claims last week. Down from 893,000 the previous week. We're going to try and break down these numbers with Caleb Silver from Investopedia in just a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Saturday Night Live is coming back, and they've found someone to play Joe Biden this season.
Let me show you something.
Late night sketch comedy made Jim Carrey a star on In Living Color. Now he's taking his talents to Saturday Night Live, where he'll be playing Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. SNL executive producer Lorne Michaels tells Vulture that Carrey will play the role for all of season 46. Biden has previously been played by other guest actors, SNL veteran Jason Sudeikis and Woody Harrelson. The new season of Saturday Night Live kicks off from its studio in Manhattan, October 3rd. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Rocky Mountain Power says they're down to the last 150 remaining outages from last week's windstorm. Most of the last outages involved damage to individual buildings or power connections.
And how about this? Happy birthday to Optimus Prime and the heroic Autobots. 34 years ago today. That's a long time. The first Transformers animated TV series debuted in syndication across the U.S.
Wow.
One of the largest schools in the state shut down for a deep clean after 17 students and faculty come down with COVID. But they're back on Monday. Is that too soon? Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
KSL News Time now, 7:13. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah school kids are accessing adult content on school computers. And now lawmakers want to fix the problem. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, one person is dead following a crash on U.S. 89 at Crestwood Road in Kaysville. Investigators say two motorcycle riders were traveling southbound when the driver of a car made a left turn directly in front of them.
Third, let's check those roads, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Southbound 15, a little bit better now that the crash is out behind the construction barrels in Lehigh, but we still have delays of about a 10 minutes worth of wait time, and still have some northbound 15 slowdowns in Midvale from a crash at the 7200 South exit. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Heating up to 93 today and lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
61 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
faces economic difficulties exacerbated by the pandemic. The nation's top law enforcement officer Wednesday had harsh words for some of the measures that have been taken.
In remarks at Hillsdale College, Attorney General Barr criticized state coronavirus shutdown measures and the healthcare professionals who advocate for them.
Stay-at-home orders is like house arrest. It's other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
In the same appearance, Barr attacked Black Lives Matter, saying the movement is not interested in black lives, but in what he called props, a small number of black people killed by police used to push a political agenda. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Wednesday at the White House, President Trump publicly disagreed with the CDC director, Dr. Robert Redfield, who had testified under oath that it might be the second or third quarter of next year before a COVID-19 vaccine to become widely available.
I don't think he means that. I don't think he, when he said it, I believe he was confused.
President also said he disagreed with Redfield's thoughts on face masks.
I might even go so far as to say that this face mask is more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than when I take a COVID vaccine.
Sally's a tropical depression, but it's still drenching parts of the southern U.S., says ABC meteorologist Ginger Z in Mobile, Alabama.
This storm has still dropped 7 inches of rain in Georgia alone. Flash flood warnings and emergencies happening as we speak. Atlanta will dry out through the morning, but you're going to say Athens or Anderson, South Carolina. You're getting into some of the heftiest stuff. The flash flood watches extend all the way to Richmond and Norfolk.
You're listening to ABC News.
We are following and continue to follow two developing stories on the economy on the 7 o'clock report. First, about 840,000 people filed for first-time unemployment claims last week.
Nearly all sectors of the economy are rebounding well, except for the labor market. Investopedia managing editor Caleb Silver joins us live on the KSL Newsline with more. Give us your take on this jobs report today, Caleb.
Good morning. Well, it was 860,000 people filing for first-time claims last week, which is less than the prior week and less than the week before that. So the trend's moving in the right direction, but moving very slowly. We're six-plus months into the pandemic, and we're still having these massive weekly jobless claims. And it's centered around the services industry, retail, restaurants, hotels, travel and hospitality. That industry continues to get hammered, and the outlook there is not great given what's going on with the airlines.
Yeah, and a lot of that has to do with consumer confidence, as we have talked with you before. And we still have, 11 million people or something that are out of work right now. Until those people get back to work, well, sort of a double-edged sword, isn't it? Because a lot of those jobs are service jobs.
Exactly. So the hiring we're seeing is not in the services area of the economy. It's in the professional services part of the economy. We're seeing it in industrial. We're seeing it in manufacturing. We are seeing some in retail. But the massive amount of jobs and job losses are centered around services, and that's also where the lowest-earning Americans work. So the hardest-hit folks have been the folks that earn the least, that can't stand to lose the most. That's where the job losses are the greatest, and that's where the suffering is the greatest. We are seeing, however, a drop in continuing claims. Almost a million filings for continuing claims fell last week, which means that hiring is coming back where the temporary layoffs were. We're seeing some of those jobs coming back, which is exactly what we saw in the August jobs report. So we want to see companies hiring their folks back. They put them on furlough or temporary layoff, but we want to see new job creation in the areas of the economy that have been hit the hardest.
Speaking of new jobs creation, is it possible to look at these job losses and say some of these jobs are never coming back and these people are going to have to make a paradigm shift and go into a different area?
That's going to be absolutely true. Some of these jobs are never coming back, especially in the hospitality sector, where business travel in particular has been impacted very much. Commercial real estate, obviously, a lot of empty office buildings, people that service those buildings and those companies, they're going to have to look for new employment. There could be new jobs if we get to the infrastructure bill. That would be a great way to put people back to work. And both President Trump and both Vice President Biden have been promising that if elected or reelected. So we could see jobs created in infrastructure, and we need it very badly in this country. That said, that's a long way off. Right now, we're looking at the rest of the year with unemployment above 8%. Hopefully that comes down as businesses start to bring people back on, but they need demand for that, and demand has been very slack.
It's almost impossible to make those gains in the labor market, though, when you've got the top economies in the country on hold, New York, California, Illinois. Until those governors allow their workers to get back to work, it's tough, isn't it?
It's going to be very tough, and you mentioned it. Those are the most populated states, the biggest economies, and where the biggest concentration of service workers are. So California, feeling it very much. New York City's unemployment rate is over 19%, more than double the national average. We've seen about 160,000 people in the restaurant industry out of work in just the last 6 months. There's 300,000 folks that work in that industry. So they obviously are the ones that do most of the employing, and if those businesses can't open more than 25% for indoor dining, they're not going to be able to make it, much less keep their employees.
Do you have a crystal ball guess as to when we'll get back to 4% or the upper 3% of unemployment?
I can't see that happening until 2022 at the least. And the Federal Reserve said as much yesterday. They didn't put an exact figure on it, but they said interest rates are going to remain at or near zero until 2023. Inflation is not going anywhere, and we're going to keep those rates low until employment gets back to full sail. And full sail is exactly what you said, 3 to 4%. But that is a long way off.
Yeah, and it's those comments by the Fed yesterday that are contributing to the losses on the futures market this morning. Caleb, we always appreciate your time. That is Investopedia Managing Editor Caleb Silver joining us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
719 now, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, southbound I-15 delays thinning out now that the crash is behind the construction barrels and both halves of the traffic split can be used with both lanes open in each half. It's still taking you a little bit longer than usual to get between SR-92 and 2100 North. And then you've got about two blocks of stop and go that you have to fight through before you actually can get back to the speed limit and then get out of the construction. Northbound I-15 looks great from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain, and no delays into Spanish Fork Canyon on Highway 6. Eric?
If you're northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, you got a crash in Midvale just before 7200 South. In fact, it's in the core area between the exit ramp and the main lanes of traffic, and the slowdowns stretch back almost to 90th South. I-15 past that, no problems. If you're out in Tooele County, SR-36 looks good heading up to I-80. Heather?
Our heaviest traffic flows right now in northern Utah are going to be southbound I-15 from Clearfield to Farmington, and also on US 89 as you make your way between Layton and Fruit Heights. But we're still congested in Roy due to construction on 5600 South, and looks like we're getting some traffic on the city streets in Ogden, especially Harrison Boulevard. UDOT construction alert, plan for overnight closures of southbound I-15 in Riverdale this weekend. Southbound I-15 will close from I-84 to Riverdale Road this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night for pavement maintenance. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here comes that 7-day forecast, and an umbrella may be in order for Saturday.
Another hot day out there with sunshine and smoky conditions. The high at 93. Tomorrow, 89, becoming windy in the afternoon with more cloud cover tomorrow afternoon as well. And then it cools for the weekend. Rain's coming in late Friday into Saturday. And cooling off as well with high of 76. A lot of sunshine on Sunday, 78. Really nice after that. Sunshine on Monday, 82. 83, partly cloudy skies on Tuesday. And then sunshine, 84 on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
61 downtown.
You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time now, 7:21.
Time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview. And Riverton High School closed today after 17 coronavirus cases were reported. Debbie Dujanovic is here to talk about when they'll open back up and whether it's the right timing.
Right.
Good morning, Debbie.
They're doing a deep cleaning today. I understand they're going to be opening up on Monday. But Amanda, I'm wondering if you heard this statistic. I just read a KSL.com article, and it said since the Jordan District has reopened, which was in August, 1,700 students have either been quarantined or put in isolation for possible exposure to COVID-19. I hadn't heard that before. That seems like an overwhelming number of students kind of going through the emotional ups and downs of this pandemic, being put in isolation. So are we doing right by our kids by insisting on in-person learning? Dave and I are going to be taking an in-depth look at that today, this morning, out of the gates. Also understanding that IHC is going to be holding a live press conference this morning. We will take that live as well as doctors address this spike in cases among young people.
All right. We'll look forward to it. A lot of parents asking all those same questions. And we'll, as always, look forward to it at 9 o'clock this morning. David Dujanovic, Monday through Thursday here on KSL.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Utah contains a vibrant small business landscape.
And this vital group of economic power is key to maintaining a healthy overall economy. Analysts believe that the comeback of the U.S. economy will be directly linked to small business recovery nationwide. We also know that nearly 1 in 5 small businesses fail within the first year of startup, and nearly half are closed by year 5. The message is that these economic seeds need to survive for the well-being of our economy. Factor in the new realities brought by the pandemic, and small businesses become more important than ever, essential to our recovery. To assist and strengthen small businesses, Utah has a network of 14 small business development centers, driven with a mission to help these essential heroes in our market to survive and thrive. These centers provide free or low-cost training, tools, and access to business consultants that specialize in helping business owners succeed in starting, growing, or pivoting their business. Now is a time to think in terms of growth for your company. Small business consultants are here to provide targeted advice, and you can connect to this resource at utahsbdc.org. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
The moment you start cancer treatment is pivotal. Ahead is an experience that changes you. There are hard decisions, hope, newfound strengths, difficulties, and determination to overcome the obstacles. At Intermountain Cancer Center, we're there for every moment. Ahead are experts. There are hard decisions, hope, newfound strengths, difficulties, and determination from teams of specialists who overcome the obstacles. Learn about Intermountain Cancer Center at intermountain.com/cancer.
Why are people rushing to get a living trust in Utah? Because if you only have a will when you pass away, it could be a one-way ticket to probate court. Everything you own, including your house, bank accounts, investments, everything, could be tied up in probate court for years. And it could cost your estate tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees. But you could avoid this by getting a free estate planning review from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, call to schedule your free review now at 801-682-4448. Be remembered as someone who left a legacy, not a mess. Call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
This review is for information purposes only. Consult with a licensed attorney.
It's double trouble leading to the latest mask shortage. We get the details from Sean Michael Lyle now at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, you should wear a mask, but some parts of California and Oregon are seeing shortages, especially of the better N95 masks. It's not just coronavirus, it's wildfire smoke, sending people scrambling to buy the surgical quality masks. Dr. John Balms tells KGW in Portland both crises affect the respiratory system.
So we're very worried about the nexus right now between the pandemic and wildfire smoke, especially the kind of smoke that Northern California and Oregon are getting, where it's really high and day after day.
Both situations call for wearing masks, doubling down on the demand and causing that shortage. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Raytheon Technologies, which makes jet engines and military equipment, says they're going to cut 15,000 jobs. The company is trying to reduce costs by $2 billion.
Market's really taken a hit this morning on the heels of those Fed comments yesterday about zero interest rates maybe hanging around for another 3 years. Dow Jones Industrial off 371 points at 27,568. The S&P is down 60, and the NASDAQ is off 325.
Traffic and weather together next on Utah's Morning News.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had a foul bankruptcy. And I owed the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Will Cox.
Visit taxhelput.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. visit taxhelput.com.
I felt like I have somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's taxhelput.com.
Summer's turning into fall, so it's the perfect time to listen on the nines.
Well above average, mid to upper 80s,
and maybe even some rain coming our way.
Like you've always relied on, we have traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The nines are always the right time on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
KSL News Time, 729. It's Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. How's it looking out there, Andy?
Looking much better now as you go south through Utah County. You still have delays in the construction right at the split, but the crash that caused it all is out of the way, and most of the slowing is gone. You've got a little bit of Redwood Road slowing going, believe it or not, more south out of Salt Lake into Utah County than there is leaving Utah County going into the Salt Lake Valley. Eric?
The slowdown spot in Salt Lake County, northbound I-15, is growing a little bit longer. It's not a major slowdown. You're just going to have to slow down, though, because of a crash at 7200 South. It's the accidents in the Gore area between the exit ramp and the main lanes. The delays stretch back to 90th South. Past that, no problems getting up to downtown Salt Lake City. Heather?
We still have a pretty good drive through Weber and Davis County, but you will encounter some heavier traffic flows if you're southbound I-15 moving through Clearfield, Layton, and Kaysville. And Roy continues to be the worst city street we've got on hand right now. You're going to be stop and go from about 3500 West all the way over to 1900 West. Grow your money with Wasatch Credit Association. Earn 3.5% interest rate, fixed term, no fee certificates with interest paid quarterly. Learn more at wasatchcredit.com. Wasatchcredit.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And we're going to have another hot day today. Let's check the details on the forecast with you, Grant.
That's going to be another warm day here along the Wasatch Front with a lot of sunshine, a little smoky out there again. 93 is the high. And then we say goodbye to the 90s. 89, well, we'll be close tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies, and the winds start to pick up tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It's 61 degrees.
Things are clearing up on I-15 in Lehigh and still a little bit slow in Midvale. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this half hour with a developing story in West Valley where one person was taken to the hospital after a confrontation between two groups of protesters.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, police are investigating this brief clash between two groups, which they say happened outside the West Valley City Police Department building last night. According to West Valley Police on Twitter, a protest organized by Black Lives Matter took place outside the department, and about 50 people assembled by 6:30. Now, that number includes protesters as well as counter-protesters. Lieutenant Steve Burke with West Valley City Police says about 45 minutes later, an altercation broke out.
Somebody had sprayed multiple people or a couple of people with some sort of aerosol. And somebody may have brandished an electronic weapon or some sort of taser device.
One man was transported to a hospital after being sprayed with either pepper spray or mace. West Valley police have said on Twitter that at this time it appears the suspect in the case will face multiple assault charges. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah kids are accessing explicit material on school databases, and parents are pressing lawmakers now to do something about it. The databases are supposed to keep online searches safe, but Robert Gowans, who used to work at Tooele County School, says districts just can't keep up with it all.
With their limited resources, they cannot handle the barrage of material that's being sent through databases.
Lawmakers are debating whether to increase penalties on database companies or get rid of them altogether.
Layton police are asking for the public's help after a woman's body was found in Case Creek. Bob Parrish fears what may have happened behind his home.
I can't even imagine how she would have got where she got. There'd been no police down here whatsoever until this thing.
Police have identified the woman, but the cause of death is unknown. If you have any information, you're asked to call the Layton Police Department.
A Lehigh man has now been charged with attempted murder and other felonies for driving on a sidewalk and nearly hitting people over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Tim, attempted murder, aggravated assault, and failing to stop for an officer for what happened. A store on Main Street in American Fork was having a sidewalk sale on Saturday. Police say Shane Johnson drove down that sidewalk, hitting tables and making people dive out of the way, including one woman pulling two girls out of the way as the Cherokee hit that table the girls were looking at. Then the car kept going, and six other cars had to move out of the way as well.
Police want to express
a hit maneuver. They say Johnson has a lengthy criminal history and mental health problems. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Sally leaves behind an awful lot of water in her wake. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, one person's dead, one missing in Orange Beach, Alabama. The only loss of life yet linked to Hurricane Sally. The mayor tells WSFA about the flooding.
With the bay backed up from the storm surge, there was nowhere for the rainwater runoff to go.
Not far away, Pensacola's new 3-mile bridge, now a bit less than that after a section washed away. Sally's now a tropical depression, slowly moving across South Alabama. Smoke is now the major issue from West Coast wildfires as air quality becomes hazardous. Dan Miller of NOAA says weather won't end the fires anytime soon.
Even if we got a lot of rain tomorrow across the entire West Coast, it wouldn't be like flipping a light switch and they would all go away.
36 people have died in the fires in California, Oregon, one in Washington. First-time unemployment claims came in at 860,000 last week, down slightly from the week before. The weekly numbers have slowly declined since last spring due to the pandemic shutdown. And Broward County Deputy Josh Stambaugh has gotten his job back after being fired for his response during the Parkland, Florida shooting in 2018. An arbitrator ruled the sheriff fired him 13 days beyond a deadline. Stambaugh will be given back pay. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. We're looking at a high of 93 today in Salt Lake City. Just a couple of degrees off the record, by the way, for this date. Then we can expect an overnight low of 59 tonight before climbing back into the upper 80s for tomorrow.
Well, we've upped our chances of rain showers here with this next system coming in. So I know it's the weekend, but we could definitely use the rain. It looks like we got a good chance of it coming our way. Beginning late Friday night into Saturday as this front arrives and cools us off and again brings in some showers for the first part of our weekend.
After that, Grant says we can expect lots of sunshine for Sunday and the first part of next week.
Coming up on KSL, Attorney General William Barr is being criticized for comparing lockdowns to slavery.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
Still have a little bit of delay. Northbound 15 between 90th and 7200 South as crews work on the crash at the South Interchange. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 7:36.
Think you know the story? Think again.
We're not seeing real debates in front of the American people. Both sides.
What are you afraid of? Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson. Inside Sources. 11 till 12 on KSL. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
She's still the one for you. And acoustic wave therapy through Pulse Medical Clinic helps you be ready when the moment is right.
You may not know about it. You may never even heard of it. But it's going to change everything. And here's how. Pulse Medical Clinic applies acoustic wave therapy as a breakthrough treatment for ED. The way it works is simple. Acoustic wave therapy activates internal mechanisms to help create new blood vessels. This is a huge step forward in treatment. Guys, it's needle-free, drug-free, and a painless option for those suffering from ED. Looking to regain your love life? Don't wait any longer. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Williams at Pulse Medical Clinic and get the recommended twice-a-week treatments for ED. And it's surprisingly affordable. Call Pulse Medical Clinic at 801-509-8888. That's 801-509-8888. Don't waste another moment. Call Pulse Medical Clinic.
If you have higher than a 2.38% interest rate, call Associated Mortgage now. 943-1999. Best rates, best service, save thousands. 2.7% APR.
Let's take a look at Utah's money just after the opening bell. It's been a volatile day so far, and it will continue that way, it looks like. The Dow down about 321 points, a little more than 1%. The S&P is off 46. The NASDAQ this hour down 205. We'll have more when we check money coming up at 7:55.
Attorney General William Barr is facing criticism after referencing slavery while describing the pandemic lockdowns.
Here's ABC's Pierre Thomas.
Appearing before a captive audience at an event hosted by Hillsdale College, the Attorney General invoked slavery to discuss concerns about the pandemic lockdowns.
Putting a national lockdown
stay-at-home orders is like house arrest. It's you know, other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
And in his remarks, Barr had a blunt message to prosecutors inside the Justice Department and critics who say his intervention in cases like Roger Stone's and that of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn were designed to help the president. He's in charge. What exactly am I interfering with? Under the law, all prosecutorial power is invested in the Attorney General. Barr also comparing his prosecutors to preschoolers. Letting the most junior members set the agenda might be a good philosophy at a Montessori preschool, but it's no way to run a federal agency. And with racial strife still unfolding across the country after the deaths of George Floyd and others, Barr showed utter disdain for the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement, accusing them of playing politics with the deaths of Black Americans at the hands of police. Barr said those Black Lives Matter leaders were using the dead as props. Barr's primary message to the protesters, law and order. ABC News confirming he raised the possibility of charging rioters with sedition, inciting a rebellion against the government in connection with the unrest. This is a National Guardsman claims in congressional testimony that the military considered using a device on demonstrators that would make it feel as if their skin was on fire during that standoff at Lafayette Park in June.
The National Guardsman is at odds with Barr. Barr says the protests turned violent in Lafayette Park. The National Guardsman says the protest was peaceful.
That is ABC's Pierre Thomas.
KSL News Time 7:39, Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
Amanda, slowdowns on I-15 are minor in the right lanes, mostly from 90th to 7200 South as you head through Salt Lake County, adding an extra 4 to 6 minutes to your travel time between Point of the Mountain and downtown. If you're getting on the freeway at 72nd, you'll be completely unaffected. Traffic looks good on Bangor going north, other than a little stretch at 6200 South in West Jordan. Eric?
Looks like the delay's all gone in Utah County on southbound I-15 in Lehigh. Had a crash there earlier just past 2100 North. So the southbound side looks good. Northbound side's look good all along. No delays still from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. 24 minutes of drive time there. Heather?
Traffic is backing up a little bit on US 89. Southbound, you'll see that through Layton and Fruit Heights, but northbounders will see that right around Cherry Lane in Farmington area. Other than that, you've got pretty good speeds on I-84, I-15, and Legacy Parkway. You're just very congested on the Roy City streets right now. If you're building, renovating, or refinancing, Cypress Credit Union's home loan products, quick closing and low fees save time and money. Visit cypresscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by NCUA. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant's back now with a look at the KSL weather pattern brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Weather pattern showing a high pressure again today, but a front coming in over the weekend. It is going to cool things down. Looks like some rain's coming away. First part of the weekend as well. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Temperature still holding on downtown, 61 degrees.
Senator Lee says that Google is acting like a monopoly and violating federal law in doing so. We'll share with you what he had to say coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay right there, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for riding along this morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. How much better would it be if you were riding along in a new 2020 Honda, like a Civic or a CR-V or an Odyssey? For me, it will always fall back to the Accord. It has been sort of the standard bearer for Honda models for a long, long time, and for good reason. And man, this 2020 version, which, by the way, thanks to Lorenzo up at Kengarf Orem, has so many things to like about it. I talked yesterday about the safety features, but for me, it's always the little things, like the heated and ventilated front seats, one-touch power moonroof, or the wireless phone charger. And it comes with a heads-up display, which doesn't sound like a lot, but you never have to look down for anything. While you're, you know, surveying your drive-in, it's always right there in front of you. It's amazing technology.
Oh, I love the Accord so much. When I'm done with my Accord, I'm going to get another Accord for sure. And I've had a chance to drive the Honda Pilot, which is the big SUV that seats eight comfortably. And it has the moonroof. It's got all the bells and whistles, too. The engineers at Honda, you just know that they are the smartest people on earth, and the safety features, and that it's just fun to drive. And it's got that multi-angle rear view camera, which I'm addicted to. I use my mirrors, yes, but I just love that camera that I can see everything that's behind me. Check out that Honda Pilot. Thank you to Brandon at Ken Garf Honda Downtown.
They have amazing inventory on all of those models right now. And, by the way, still priced at year-end clearance pricing. The more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life. And now is the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commissions, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
Day in and day out, it doesn't matter whether there's a big sale or not. The Intellibed is the way to go for your wonderful night sleep. Because after all, the Intellibed is three times more supportive than memory foam. It cradles your hips and shoulders, relieving pressure points up to 60% better than foam mattresses. I love this one. It was so hot this past summer. It sleeps cool, non-toxic. It's incredible. 20-year warranty. That is amazing. Made in the USA. But here's the real good news. If you thought you missed the incredible Labor Day sale, no. They decided to continue it. They know a lot of people were out of town. You just might have been kind of asleep at the wheel on this. Well, they're continuing to offer up to $2,400 off when you buy a king or queen Intellibed combined with that state-of-the-art 455 adjustable base. But don't put this off. They've extended it, but it can't last forever. The best sleep of your life, we know this firsthand, is waiting at Intellibed.
Dave and Eugenovic.
One of the largest schools in the state shut down for a deep clean after 17 students and faculty come down with COVID. But they're back on Monday. Is that too soon? Today on Dave and Eugenovic.
Hey, it's nice to know you're out there, and we've had lots of you reach out to us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line this morning. Do it if you can at 57500. KSL News Time, 7:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Riverton High School is closed today after 17 students and faculty tested positive for COVID-19. The school will reopen tomorrow with online-only classes.
Second, Rocky Mountain Power is down to only 150 total outages after last week's windstorm. The utility says most of the remaining outages are because of damage to individual buildings.
Third, keeping an eye on that drive, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your faith.
And traffic back to normal in Utah County, but we've got northbound delays getting a little bit worse now in Salt Lake County between 90th and 7200 South. Starting to wonder if we may have a secondary crash in the backups from the crash at 7200 South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Heating up to 93 today and lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 61 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
CDC Director Robert Redfield testified under oath Wednesday it would be the second or third quarter of next year before a COVID-19 vaccine was widely available for the public. President Trump later said Redfield was confused, and today the White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was asked how the head of the CDC could be confused.
The CDC is not developing the vaccines. It's actually pharmaceutical companies, and we're working with different groups than CDC.
President also contradicted Redfield, who called face masks a mixed bag after Redfield said they were the most powerful public health tool available. 860,000 Americans sought unemployment benefits last week, the 26th week in a row of historically high unemployment. President Trump campaigns today in Wisconsin. Democratic nominee Joe Biden takes part in several virtual events, then a CNN town hall in his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Attorney General William Barr, speaking at a college in Michigan Wednesday, criticized the Black Lives Matter movement, saying leaders of it were using the dead as props. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Let's go in depth here. Senator Mike Lee says he's very pleased with this week's hearing on Google's possible violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. He says he and other subcommittee members asked some tough questions and had a mostly productive discussion.
Senator Lee believes Google shows a bias to conservatives, and he talked about it more on Fox and Friends this morning.
Sure, they're free to do what they want. Sure, they're free even to be a monopoly if they want. But what they cannot do is to be a monopoly and then maintain that monopoly by engaging in anti-competitive behavior. The bias against conservatives is analytically distinct from the question of whether they're engaging in a violation of Section 2 of the Sherman Act. It is, however, potentially reflective of how someone acts as a monopolist. In other words, you wouldn't go out if you had a restaurant or if you had an auto service business of some sort and say, I'm going to serve only Republicans and not Democrats, or I'm going to serve Democrats, but I'm going to be rude to my Republican customers. You wouldn't do that unless you believed that your customers couldn't go anywhere else. That's what we're looking into with Google.
So what were your big takeaways?
One of the takeaways was that the Google executive who testified, we had a great discussion, we learned a lot, and yet there were a number of questions that he failed to answer. I'm going to look into getting him to answer those questions through writing in the next few days, because the fact of the matter is, if they can't tell us who their major competitors are and what market share they have, that by itself is a problem. If they can't tell us why certain things aren't technologically possible in order to allow them to compete effectively in the marketplace, that too is a problem.
I mean, people go on other search engines and type in Google.
Yeah, right.
So they can pull up Google on the other. Yeah, if there are other. The in-depth at 15 and 45.
It is 7:49. That means Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and let's go to Andy Farnsworth.
And we have delays on I-15 now, coming up past 90th South, going through the construction up towards 72nd. Crash at 72nd appears to be clear for the most part, but again, the traffic is at its thickest around the 90th South portion, although I haven't seen a crash causing the extra backups. Bangor are getting worse between 70th and 6200 South, as well as some backups up by 3500 South in West Valley. Eric?
Seeing some extra congestion now. Foothill Drive from I-80 heading up to the University of Utah. Most of it is approaching Sunnyside, a little bit just past 1700 South as well before you get to Sunnyside. I-15 in Utah County, northbound, southbound right now. No problem. Sever.
We're looking pretty good still through Weber and Davis County on the freeways. It's the city streets that are getting pretty congested now. That includes Harrison Boulevard in Ogden, both 4800 and 5600 South in Roy, and you're starting to see a bit more traffic as you move between Centerville and Farmington on Main Street. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com, brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And boy, if you don't like the weather today in Utah, just hang on a day and it'll change, huh, Grant?
Yeah, exactly, boy, especially for the weekend, Amanda. We've got some fall weather coming away. It looks like we've got a storm coming your way, too. For right now, still kind of smoky out there. You can kind of tell now. Air pollution levels a little worse today, so keep that in mind. And our temperature up to 93, pretty hot for today. Tomorrow it'll be windy and not quite as hot. By afternoon, more clouds, 89 the high tomorrow. Again, pretty windy tomorrow afternoon with a red flag warning in place. And then here comes that front, cools us down. Saturday morning, we are looking at scattered rain showers, maybe even some thunderstorms, and then clearing out for the afternoon. But the highs that day, only 76. So going to feel like a little early fall storm coming our way. Sunday, though, pleasant sunshine, 78, and some really nice September weather next week. Monday, 82 and partly cloudy. Sunshine on Tuesday, 84, and we'll keep it at 84 on Wednesday. More sunshine.
Boy, look at that. Just like when a star steps to center stage, the light hits them, the sun
Boom.
Is perfectly glowing on the meteorologist.
I need my sunglasses.
It did arrive just in time. It's a beautiful morning. 61 degrees downtown.
Your bags, grab your hiking boots, and set out to Ruby's Inn with your family. It's time to redefine family time in the rich, rust-colored hoodoos of southern Utah. Embark on a summer adventure to Ruby's Inn, outside of Bryce Canyon National Park, 3 hours away from Provo. Ruby's Inn is the perfect resort for close access to the breathtaking views of Red Rock Canyons and scenic vistas.
Your family doesn't have to venture far from Ruby's for a taste of the great outdoors. Hike or bike under the perfumed shade of the sweeping Ponderosa Pines. Climb rugged terrain on an ATV. Retrace the steps of infamous outlaws of the Old West on horseback. Immerse yourself in the wonders of Southern Utah with a stay at Ruby's Inn. Bring your family closer together by getting outside for some quality time. Visit rubysinn.com to book your getaway today. That's rubysinn.com.
Say hello to the most modern airport in the country.
Say hello to beautiful views and spacious seating.
Say hello to more covered parking.
Say hello to on-site car rentals.
Now that the first phase of the brand new Salt Lake City International Airport is open, there's a lot for you to enjoy. The views, the technology, the efficiency, the variety of shops and restaurants.
Say hello to more electric vehicle charging stations.
Say hello to an airport with exceptional dining and shopping.
Say hello to a terminal built for tech-savvy travelers.
And one of the things we think you'll also like is our Fly Healthy Promise. We're committed to your safety, employing the absolute best practices in sanitation throughout the airport. As the world reopens to travel, it's not going to be the same. But when it comes to flying in and out of the new SLC, we think it'll be even better.
Say hello to your new Salt Lake City International Airport.
We're ready to fly when you are.
For more information, visit slcairport.com. That's slcairport.com.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. At Fink & McGregor, we do mortgages full-time. That's all we do. We don't sell other goods or services to our customers. We don't share information. We just do mortgages for those who need them. This is not true of banks or credit unions. Banks and credit unions are necessary in this day and age, but not for your mortgage. When you specialize in something, you just do it better. That's why we keep our focus in one place. If you feel like your bank is taking too long, if you feel like they are charging too much, if you feel like they are giving you the runaround, or if you feel like you just don't matter to them, I invite you to try us. You'll be glad you did. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. That's finkmcgregor.com.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Did you spend a lot more than normal doing back-to-school shopping this year? A survey found the average family spent near $790 this year. And if you're wondering why so much, it makes sense. Many schools are doing at least some schoolwork online, and lots of families had to buy laptops, desks, and headphones.
KSL Drives, Cadillac is telling their dealers they'll need to spend around $200,000 to get ready for electric vehicles. The showrooms will need chargers, and staff members will need to be trained before the first Cadillac EV arrives in late 2022.
We hear a lot about a possible ban on TikTok, but the White House is also looking to ban the WeChat app, which is one of the most used messaging apps around the world. The government says their ban won't target people who already have it downloaded and use the app.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. The first half hour of trading, markets are down. Dow is down 241. That's about 0.9%. We're at 27,791. S&P is down 35. That's 1%. NASDAQ is down 154. That's about 1.4%.
And it's time this morning for our special morning broadcast of Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. Hear more of Jeff's minutes this afternoon on your way home between 3 and 7. They're brought to you, of course, by Any Hour Services, electrical, heating, plumbing, and air. Go to anyhourservices.com.
You've heard of cancel culture, yes? You say or do something considered offensive and you're shunned on social media and in the real world as if you don't exist. Snap judgments go viral on social media and that's it. Lives are changed. Jobs are lost. You're canceled. But yesterday, cancel culture folded in on itself like a star turns into a black hole. This is the Columbia University Marching Band. Let me correct myself. They don't march. They kind of just run around on the field and hang out at the 50-yard line. Columbia is an Ivy League school in New York City, so here you have 50 or so musicians slouching while powering their way through songs like, I think this is Living on a Prayer? Yeah. So hip and ironic they are. Yesterday, the Columbia University band canceled itself. The band's members admitted to a long history of sexual misconduct, assault, theft, racism, and injury to the Columbia University community. They voted to disband their own marching band. Right, they don't march. But they canceled themselves. Among the offenses they cite, using a Native American war cry at a football game, binge drinking, sexual harassment at band parties. So yesterday, the music died. First of all, no great loss. I mean, listen to it. Second, while New York is taking the band's actions very seriously, my suspicion is this is a prank. I mean, the Ivy League football season is canceled. The band had no place to march. Or not march. So why not cancel ourselves and get some attention? Mission accomplished. They got me talking about what might be the worst-sounding marching band in America.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Utah Opera opens its 2021 season with a double bill of one-act operas, October 9th through the 18th at Capitol Theater. Tickets available at utahopera.org.
After months of waiting, this week, a bonus episode of the Worldwide KSL podcast, Cold.
There's a reason why police keep these kinds of documents so secret. It's such an invasion of privacy, and yet when we hear what they're saying... Oh.
Cold, an exclusive production of KSL Podcasts, explores the life and disappearance of Susan Powell and the fate of her children and husband, Josh Powell. Download now everywhere you find podcasts and on the KSL News Radio app.
7:59, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, off and on delays now through the Salt Lake Valley northbound from Draper all the way to 7200 South. It's at its worst right now between 114th and 106 South as you go through Salt Lake County. For those of you out of the Tooele Valley on Tooele County, I-80 all clear, 201 a little bit busy, Magna near 7200 West. Eric?
No delay spots right now. Northbound I-15 in Utah County from Provo through Lehigh. Now, we did have a crash earlier on the southbound side. If you heard about that, that's gone. That was at 2100 North. If you're on Saratoga Springs, no problems heading north up to the county line. Heather?
We're looking pretty good still through Weber. Stick to the freeways. No delays right now. Southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake. And a good drive on Legacy in the West Belt to the airport. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here's the way the weather shapes up. 93 today, and we're going to be really close to a record with that one. 89 degrees tomorrow, but then the bottom drops out. A 60% chance of showers coming on Saturday and a high of only 76. And then we'll settle in, it looks like, as we get to next week with more sunshine right at seasonal normals.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.